The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayiro, but we're going to do something different this month. For the past 13 years, we've been saying the Shurim and the Parshas HaShavua. Some Parshas, though, always get missed out because they fall during the Yeshiva breaks. And two of those Parshas are Bereishis and Noach, and they're very, very important Parshas. The fact is, Parshas Bereishis has so much in it that you could say Shurim and Bereishis for an entire year. So what we've decided to do is, instead of taking the current Parshas HaShavua, this month, this term, which would be Vayera and so forth, to devote this month to the Parshas of Bereishis and Noach. We therefore will start with the first Parsha of Sefer Bereishis. Bereishis bore Elokim es hashamayim ves haoretz. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was empty and void, and there was darkness over the depths. The Spirit of Hashem hovered over the waters. And Hashem said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And Hashem saw that the light was good. And Hashem separated between the light and the darkness. And Hashem called the light day and the darkness night. And it was evening and it was morning, day one. This is the first few psukim of the Parsha and of the whole Sefer Torah. And it deals with what took place during the creation on the first day. As we all know, there were 7 days of creation, 6 days when Hashem worked, and the seventh day, Shabbos, when he rested. These are very difficult parshas and very difficult sedras, psukim, and we will try to get some clarity here in these first few psukim. Actually, this evening, basically, I would like to devote to the first posuk of Bereishis Bore Elokim. Now, it seems from here that the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heaven and the earth. This was the first creation. Rashi comes and says, you cannot say like that. Lefi Pshuta, in accordance to the simple meaning of the word. He says, "Eina mikra azeh emele darshuni." We must use a droshi here. We must expound. We cannot say that a mikra, the pasuk is coming lahere seida habriya, to tell us the chronological events which took place on the first day. Leibah mikra lahere seida habriya leima sheelu kodmu. To tell us that first Hashem created the heavens and the earth. And the Rashi says for many reasons. We'll quote some of the reasons. First of all, then it should not say Bereishis, it should say Bereishayna. Bereishayna means in the beginning. Bereishis means the firsts, the beginnings of something. The beginnings of the heavens and the earth. And if we say that first he created the heaven and the earth, and that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us, then it should have said Bereishis, not Bereishis. Secondly, according to this meaning of the pasuk, so what was the first creation? The heaven and then the earth. These were the first creations. And there the Rashi says that we see that water was created before, because it states, says the earth was desolate, and the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water, And nobody has said anything about creation of water yet, which means the water already existed. So how can we say that in the beginning the Almighty created the heavens and the earth, and this was the first creation, and the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water? Where did the water come from? We should have said then, in the beginning Hashem created the heaven and the earth, then He created the water, and the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water. Since it says that in the beginning Hashem created the heaven and the earth, and the Spirit of Hashem hovered over the water, so it's referring to water which was there before. So this would mean that Mayim Kodmu, that the water was created before. So how can we say that it comes to tell us that this is what was created first? That's the second question he asks. Another question he asks. It states a little further. On the second day, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let there be a rakia, a firmament. In other words, let there be something solid which will separate the waters. And there will be the upper waters, the waters below, and the waters above. And Hashem called that rakia, this what separates the waters, Hashem called it Shamayim, Shamayim. Now, Rashi brings from the Gemara and from the Chazals. What does Shamayim mean? Shamayim means, well, actually the Gemara says several droshes, but one drosha, Shamayim, there is water. Or Eshumayim, to tell us that the heavens were made of fire and of water. And this Rashi brings here, and he brings a little further on that posuk. If the heavens were made of fire and water, so how could Hashem create the heavens first out of fire and water when there was no fire or water yet? So this is another proof that we cannot say that Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve es haaretz, in the beginning Hashem created the heaven and the earth. No, it can't be. There were other things that were created before. And therefore we must say, lebo hakosuv laheris se labriya, that this pasuk is not coming to tell us the order, the chronological order of the creation. So what then? He says, if we come to explain it lefi pshutai, in the simple sense, it is coming to tell us, breishis briyas shamayim v'oretz, that the beginnings of the creations of the heavens and the earth, when the earth was desolate, when there was nothing here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, Vayehi or, Vayem Elokim yehi or, let there be light. In other words, it's like an hakdamah, it's like a preface, that in the beginnings of the heavens and the earth, when the earth was desolate and there was darkness and it was just the Spirit of Hashem, Vayem Elokim yehi or, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and said, let there be light. So the first creation then was the creation of light. And this is what the Torah is telling us. Actually, we do find that the first tzivui, the first command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for the creation was this which is said in Pasuk Gimel, Vayem Elokim Yior. Hashem said, let there be light, Vayhi Or, and there was light. So Rashi says, this is how we'll have to say if we learn it in the simple sense. There are droshos he brings, that it means, droshes mean not the simple sense, but if we expound it, he says the Chazals come and tell us, Bereishis bara, bishvil Bereishis, for what was called Reishis, what was called the beginning, Hashem created the world. Bishvil hateira shenikra Reishis, because of the Torah, Hashem created the world. This was the purpose of the world. Bishvil Yisrael, because of Yisrael, that's called Reishis. But lebo laheira seid abriya. It's not coming to tell us the chronological order of the creation. Now another point. And then we will have to come back to this. Again, in the chronological order, it seems that light was the first creation, and that was created on the first day. The second day, Hashem created the firmament. The third day, He separated the waters from the sea. Fourth day, Yimayis Berikiyah Shemayim. Let the sun and the moon and the stars be in the heaven. Fifth day, He started to create life. Yishu Tzamayim Sheres Nefesh Chaya. First, the life of the sea. Then on the sixth day, the life of animals. And finally, the life of man. This is what it seems. Now this also, the Chazal come and tell us, is true, but not exactly so. The Chazal darshan, Bereishis bara Elokim eis hashamayim ve'eis ha'aretz. What does it mean, eis hashamayim ve'eis ha'aretz? The word eis is the. Should have merely said, in the beginning Hashem created hashamayim ve'aretz. Bereishis bara Elokim hashamayim ve'ha'aretz. Why do we need eis, the? So from here the Chazal, the sages, darshan. Eis hashamayim lerabeis toldis hashamayim. Eis ha'aretz lerabeis toldis ha'aretz. When Hashem created the heavens, everything together that belonged to the heavens were created with it. When Hashem created the land, the earth, everything together that belonged to the earth was created with it. And to tell us that Hakol Nivra B'yem Echot, it was all created on the first day. Everything on the first day. I bet we find that on the second day, and the third day, and the fourth day, different things were created. Now, that is only when it actually came into place. But everything was created at the beginning. And then Hashem on each day put it in its proper place. Now where do we see this from? We see this from a few places. On the fourth day, which is on Pasuk Dalet, Vayim Elokim Yima'eris Berikiyah Shamayim, Hashem said, let the lights be in the heavens, Lahavdil Bein Hayom Uben Halayla, to distinguish between day and night. And it shall be for signs, for periods of times, for days, for years, to give light. And then it speaks of the Moharis Agdalim, the two great lights, and the great light and the smaller light, the sun and the moon and the stars. Now why is this on the fourth day? We just learned that the first thing that Hashem created was the light. Here on the first day it states Vayhi Or. Hashem said, let there be light. So why on the fourth day does it say, Hashem said, let there be light in the sky? So Rashi comes and explains, from the Chazal, it was created on the first day. And on the fourth day He commanded that they should hang in the sky. But they were created from the first day. And so is it with everything, all of the fruits of the heavens and all of the fruits of the sky, of the earth, were created on the first day. Except each one was put into its place and perhaps started to function on a specific day, the day which was proper for it. But everything was created on the first day together with the heavens and the earth. Another place that we see this, and the Rashi brings, and this is in Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalet. Eilu Toldes Hashamayim Va'oretz Bihibarom. These are the Toldes. Toldes means fruits. Offsprings. These are the offsprings, the fruits of the heavens and the earth. Biborom, when they were created, biyom, On the day Aseis Hashem Elokim Eretz B'Shomayim, on the day Hashem created heaven and earth. Now, what does it mean on the day? These are all of the fruits and the offsprings of the heavens and earth when they were created on that day that Hashem made heaven and earth. He didn't make heaven and earth in one day, He made heaven and earth in 6 days. And they all weren't created on one day, they were created on 6 days. So the Chazal bring, and Rashi brings, Lelamdecho Shekulin Nivra Berishay. Everything was created on the first day. Except, it was dormant. They were dormant. They weren't functioning, or they weren't in their proper places. When it came along the specific day, then they were placed in their proper places. Now, on this, we can ask a question. This that we say that everything was created on the first day, except it was just started to become functional or placed in its proper place on the specific day of the 6 days of creation. Are we speaking about mundane things, inanimate things, or are we speaking about life also? Maybe only that was inanimate. The earth, the heaven, the sun, the moon, the water, but not life. Maybe life was created to begin with on its proper day. We said that the life started to be created on the fifth day and then on the sixth day. Maybe we're only referring to these inanimate forces. Not so. Because if we look in the fifth day, the sixth day, on Pasuk Chof Dalet, it states, Vayim Elokim, Hashem said, Teitze Ha'oret Nefesh Chaya Lemino, let the land bring out a living life in accordance to its species. Behema veremes vechayse edes lemino. All of the life of all of the animal life. This was at the beginning of the sixth day. So Rashi asks, what does it say? Totsei ha'oret. Let the earth bring out life. Should say that to make the life. What does it mean? Bring out. So Rashi explains, Hu shepirashti. This is what I have already explained. Shakol nivra miyem rishon. Everything was created from day one. Lo hutzlocha ela leitzio. And Hashem only had to bring it out in its proper day. Shakol nivra miyem rishon. Everything was created from day one. Now here we're referring about life. So we see that when we say that Hakol nivra miyem rishon, everything was created in day one, this refers to even life. Now we can ask another question. Does it refer to all life? Or maybe only the animal life? The life of fish, but not the life of man? Because generally we say that man was created on the sixth day, not on the first day. And that is something which needs more study. There are some implications that seem to say one way and others the other way. For example, a little further on the sixth day, when Hashem said, let's make man, Pasuchov Zayin, Vayivra Lekim Esu Odom, Hashem created man. It doesn't say Vateitse, He brought man out of the earth like He brought the animals, but it says Vayivra, He created him. Or later on it says Vayitzar, He formed him. So there it was seen that he was created only on the sixth day. And then also we could say, perhaps, because it says that Hashem created the heavens and the earth, and we say, Esa Shomayim V'Esa Oretz, the heavens to tell us everything that was part of the heavens, and the earth to tell us everything that was part of the earth, we could say man is not included. Because everything else were part of the heavens, and everything else were part of the earth. But man was the king of everything. Heavens and earth, man is not part. The heavens and the earth were made to serve man, not that man was made to serve them. So quickly, man had a different, he is treated differently. But on the other hand, it does seem from other places that everything was created, everything on the first day, the entire creation. So that's something that still has to be looked into. At any rate, so we see that Hakol Nivra B'Yom Rishon, everything, or at least almost everything, was created on the first day. And this that Hashem did during the first 6 days, that was just to place everything in its fullness, to bring it into its fullness, or put it into its proper place, or to start it functioning, and so forth. Now, I want to go back to the first point that we made, and that is, Bereshis Bore Elokim Es HaShamayim Ve'Es HaOretz does not mean that the first creation were heavens and earth. But that's just like a preface, that in the beginning of the heavens and the earth, when everything was desolate, Hashem came along and said, Vayihi Or. It's like to tell us a preface to the story. And this, we said, has to be the simple sense of the meaning. Now, this is true. But this is true what Rashi says, Al Pi Pshute, the simple meaning of the Posuk, of the sentence. But from the sages, according to the Droshes, the way they expound, it does not seem that way at all. But it seems that actually this was a creation. The first Posuk is coming to tell us creation. It's not coming to tell us the preface of the story. And the first creation was, let there be light. But the first Posuk is coming to tell us creation. Where do we see this? There's a Mishnah Masechta Ovis. Well, the Mishnah tells us, it's the first Mishnah in Perikei. The Mishnah tells us, Be'asorim Amoris Nivra Eilom, that the world was created through 10 statements of the Almighty. The Gemara brings in two places. The Gemara brings in Megillah and in Rosh Hashanah. In Megillah, and Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, the Gemara is telling us that the Mishnah, the Gemara, that every Monday and Thursday we read the Sefer Torah, Shabbos we read the Sefer Torah, Yantiv we read the Sefer Torah. So the Mishnah and the Gemara is telling us, how much should we read? B'Sheni v'Chamishi, B'Shabbos b'Mincha Kedin Shlesho. On Monday and Thursday and Shabbos afternoon, we call up 3 people, not less and not more. Rish Chedesh and Chol HaMoed, we call up 4 people, not less and not more. Yom Tov, 5 people. Yom Kippur, 6 people. Shabbos, 7 people. Then the Gemara comes along and says, all right, we call up, let's say, on Mondays and Thursdays, and Shabbos to Mincha, we call up 3 people each time. Okay, in Levi Yisrael, how many psukim should we read? Say, how many sentences of the Sefer Torah must we read for the total of these 3 people? So the Gemara says, Ein peskim miyut psukim, bebeis hakdesis. At least 10 psukim. These 10 sentences. Hani asorike negin mi. These 10. What is the significance? Omri b'shurman levi ke negin asore batlonish besak neses. Sigmor gives one answer. There were asore batlonish besak neses. There used to be 10 people set aside. Where they were, it was their job. Their job, they were set aside by the Kehillah. It was their job that they would always be in the Beis HaMedrash learning, and there would always be a minion in the Beis HaMedrash. So, its significance, it relates to those. Then the Gemara comes along and says, another teretz, Kenegar Aseres Adibras. It's significant, it's because of the 10 Commandments. We read 10 Psukim. B'yechden Omari, B'yechden says, Kenegar Aseres Mamoris. No, it relates to the 10 mamoras, to the 10 commands, to the 10 statements that Hashem used when He created the world. Shebehen Nivra Eilam. So Gemara says, Hey Ninhu, where are there ten? Vayeme de Bereshis Ani Tisha Havi. If we'll count through, which we'll go into not in this year but in further shulim, if we'll count how many tzivuim, how many times Hashem commanded, we'll only find nine. For example, Vayeme Lekim Yi'or, Hashem said, let there be light. Vayeme Lekim Yirakia, Hashem said, let there be a sky. If we'll count them, there'll be nine. Okay. It's interesting that Hashem did not create the world with his hands. He created it with his mouth. Vayemer, he said. So if you count them, there'll be nine. So the Gemara says, where are the ten? So the Gemara answers, Breishis nami maimurhu. Breishis bore lekim es ha-shamayim ve'es ha-oretz. That was also a command that the world should come into order. Diksi bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. Why? Because there's a posuk in Tehillim that David HaMelech said, how was the heaven made? Through the word of Hashem. Uverbiya ruach piv kol tzvom. And all the tzvom, everything that had to do with the heaven and the world was made with his mouth. Here it says, Bereishis bore Elokim es ha-shamayim, the heavens. And therefore, Bereishis is a maimer, is a tzivui. Bereishis was a command of Hashem. So that's the ten. This is what the Gemara says. There's a similar Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, bringing out the same point, but it's coming to for a different Gemara is bringing it for a different reason. This is Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. And Lamed Beis Amar Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein peixing me'asor malchias, me'asor zichrenis, me'asor sheifris." And Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf, during the Shemayin Esrei, the repetition of the Shemayin Esrei, the Chazoris Hashatz, we blow sheifer. And if you study the Tefillas, so it's divided into three parts. The first part is called sheifris. Excuse me, Malchus. We read psukim. We read passages from the Torah and from the Nevi'im and from the Ksufim that has to do with the Malchus Hashem, the kingdom of Hashem. And then we blow Shefer. And that's called Shefer the Malchus. Then we read passages that have to do from the Tanakh that has to do with the Shefrish, from the Zichreines, that Hashem should remember the covenant, the bris, and so forth, and we blow shofar. That's called shofar de Zichreinus. And then we read passages, psukim from the Tanakh, that have to do with shofaris, so that has to do with the shofar. And that's called, and then we blow the shofar, and that's called shofaris. And we say a broch each time. So the Mishnah says, how many psukim must we read? In pesim me'asor, a minimum of 10. Each time there must be 10 psukim, 10 passages. Moses says, what's the significance of 10? Hani asore malchis keneged miomar. So one says, keneged asore hilulim of the malchis, because of the 10 praises that Dovid HaMelech uses in his Sefer Torah. Another says, keneged asore aseres adibris, the 10 commandments. Rabbi Yechanan says, keneged asore maimorish shebehen nivra eilam. No, because of the 10 commands which Hashem used when he created the world. So the Gemara says, where are 10? If you count all the Vayayimer Yihi, there are only 9. Breishis nami maimurhu. Breishis also is a command. Breishis bore lekin. Deksiv, as it says, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. And Rashi explains, in both places, but in Rosh Hashanah he explains a little more clearly. He says, breishis nami maimurhu. Afal gav de leksiv be Vayayimer Yihi shamayim. Even though Hashem in the first pasuk didn't say let the heaven come into being, but he just said Bereishis bore Elokim, in the beginning the heavens were created. The lake siv vayemehi shemayim keman dechsiv domi. It's as if it's written. The ma'amira nami ivrei, because it was created. The heavens were created through his talk. V'leib beyadayim, and not through his hands. Dechsiv bedvar Hashem shemayim nasu. So here we see very clearly that the simple sense is like Rashi is coming to explain in Chumash, that this is not telling us the chronological order of the creation, the first posuk. Hashem created heavens and earth, because the first creation was light by Yor. But according to the deeper sense, the drosha, the way the Chazal darshan, it definitely is a chronological order. It's telling us that Bereishis bara Elokim, that's the same as saying that Vayomer Hashem Yehi Shamayim Yehi Oretz. Hashem said, let there be heavens, let there be earth. And then he said, Vayehi Or. Vayim Hashem Vayehi Or. The first of the ten commands to call the world into order was this pasuk, Bereishis bara Elokim Yehi Shamayim Yehi Oretz. Now we'll go one step further. Why? If the first of the Ten Commands to call the world in order was this pasuk Bereishis, so why is it not said as a command? All the other nine are. All the other nine are said, Vayema Hashem Yior, Hashem said, let there be light. Vayema Hashem Yihirokia, Hashem said, let there be a sky. So why here also wasn't it called Vayema Hashem, let there be heavens, let there be earth? So on that, there's a very good answer. This the Maral answers in his explanation on that Mishnah in Ovis. Not here in Goraim, explanation on the Mishnah in Ovis. Because as we said, when it says Bereishis bara Elokim Eis HaShamayim Veis HaOretz, we have a question, what is the word Eis for? Hashem created Eis HaShamayim, the heaven, Veis HaOretz, the land. What's the for? Could have said Hashem created HaShemayim V'Oretz. So we brought the drosha that the Chazal, the sages, learned from here, that when Hashem created, when it states that Hashem created heavens, Eis HaShemayim means heavens and everything that was part of the heaven. When it says Hashem created Ha'oretz, Eis Ha'oretz means the earth and everything that was part of the earth. So then, and if this first posuk is a maimer, is a tzivoy, is a command to call the world in order, so this first posuk then called the entire world into the order, because this everything that we find is either part of the heavens or part of the earth, almost everything. So therefore, the first statement, the first dibur, the first instruction from Hashem was to call all existence into order. The next instructions, the next nine, were individual instructions. The first instruction of Hashem was klali, was all-encompassing, to call the entire world into order. The next nine instructions were proti, were individual instructions, to call the light in order, to call the sky in order, and so forth. To call the animals in order, and so forth. So now it comes up very well what the Chazal say. That actually, the first posuk of the Sefer Torah tells us that everything was created. The heaven and the earth, Eis HaShamayim, everything that belongs, that is related to the heaven, and Eis HaOretz, and everything that is related to the earth. Everything was created. And that was done in how many instructions? One instruction. Later, after that, Hashem said, Vayom Elokim Yor, let there be light. So he goes to the individual now. Even though it was already created, but it had to be put in place, it had to be developed more. It had to be maybe started to become functional. So he said, Yor. Then he went and he said, Yirokia, let there be sky. Then he said, Yikova Amayim, let the waters gather together, and so forth. Why wasn't it written as an instruction? It should have said, Vayema Hashem Yehi Shamayim, Yehi Oretz. Because this was all-encompassing. It wasn't individual, it was all-encompassing. Therefore it was written not as an instruction from Hashem. But nevertheless it was the first. And this is what is meant when David HaMelech said, Bidvar Hashem HaShemanayim Nasu, that the heavens were made with the words of Hashem. And that's referring to this posuk. Rashi didn't want to learn like this in Chumash, because Rashi, like many times he says, Lebo'al al-Farish es apshuta, he comes to try to explain the simple sense of it. But in the deeper meaning, this is how the sages learn. From here, we can go one step further, which answers a question that has bothered me for a long time. The Medrash states, this is in Asis Rabbi Kiva, that the world was created with a base. The world was created with a base. Which, what base? The base of Bereshis. Where was the world created with a base? Bereshis is not creating anything. The first creation was Yehi Or, let there be light. So if anything, it was with the Yud of Yehi or the Aleph of Or. Where do we say that we see the world was created with the base of Bereshis? That's only the preface. That in the beginning, when Hashem came to create the world, he said Yehi Or, let there be light. So the Medrash is going in accordance to the deeper meaning of the Chazal. That now, when Hashem said, when it states Bereshis Bor Elokim, that's the same as saying that Hashem said, come into order. He called the world into the order. And at that moment, he not only called specific things into the world order, he called everything into order. Es haShemayim ve'es haOretz. The heavens v'chol tadesehem, the haOretz v'chol tadesehem. He called everything into order. And where is the tzivoy? Where is the instruction that called it into order? Bereshis. When he said Bereshis, that was the instruction that everything should come into order. So with what did he call it into order? He started with a base. That's what the Medrash says, that when he used, what letter did he use to call the world into order? The base. See, Bereshis Bor. Now we'll go to a second point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he called the world into order. What did he call into order? What existed before the world? And what did he create at the time of creation? At the end of of the first day, Pasuk Hey, Vayikra Elokim La'or Yaim V'Lachei Shekor HaLaila V'Yerev V'Yabeker Yaim Echot. It was day one. Rashi asks a question. He says it shouldn't say day one. It should say Vayihi Beker V'Yerev V'Yabeker Yom Rishon. It should say Yom Rishon. It was the first day. Because and the next day it says Yom Sheni, the second day. Next day it says Yom Shlishi, the third day. So therefore it shouldn't use the word Echod, it should use Yom Rishon, the first day. So Rashi answers from the Chazal. It uses the word Yom Echod because at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still alone, Yochid Ba'ilonai. Shlei Nivra Malochim Ad Yom Sheni. Because the angels were not yet created. Kach Beforish Bebereshis Rabbah. Hashem was alone because the angels were not yet created. We see two things from here. Firstly, what does it mean Hashem was alone? He already created the light, and what we're saying, Bereshis Bora, in the Bereshis he created everything. So what does it mean he was alone? So we must have to say, we must say that it means that he was alone in the higher worlds, maybe, in the Elyonim. Because the angels weren't created yet. All right. Now, from here we see that the creation of angels were part of the creation of the world. Not that the angels existed before the world. And Hashem came to create the physical world. Now, we see that the creation of angels were part of the creation of the world. The fact is, they weren't even created on the first day, they were created on the second day, later. And therefore, even angels didn't exist before the creation of the world. Really, we can ask a question. This is somewhat contradictory to what we just said, because we said that at the beginning, everything was called into order. Everything. So it means that the angels also were called into order then, if they are part of the creation, if they're Teich HaBriya. So why does it say Yom Echad Hashem was still alone because the angels were only created on the second day? That's a question. But let's leave that aside. What we learn from here is that angels did not precede the creation. They're part of the world. Now, what does it mean they're part of the world? So the Chazal explain, and the Rambam explains, that there were three levels to the creation of the world that Hashem created. This is in a Sefer Mada, Perek Beis, Aloha Gimel. Kol ma shebora HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'elomai. What Hashem created in His world, this is this world, nechlak l'shleisha chalokim, was divided in three divisions. What is it, what he's referring to is what the sages refer to many times as the Olam HaTachton, Ha'Olam HaMtzim, Ha'Olam HaElyon. The lower level of the world, the middle level of the world, and the higher level of the world. He says everything that Hashem created is divided into three levels. Mehem bruin shem mechuborim migele metzura. Behem havoim v'nifsodim tomid. He says the first level is something that has a physical body. It's made of physical matter. That's the galim, the chemer. The tzura. And it has a particular character. It's a particular character which is enveloped, clothed in physical matter. And they are something which constantly change. They don't stay constant. They change. They either grow or they multiply or they deteriorate or they decay. And this is what we refer to as physical matter. Everything in this world, the Olam HaTachton, is something with a particular character, a particular makeup, and it has a physical body of one type or another, but it deteriorates, or it grows, or it changes, constantly changing, or it decays. And he says this is, for example, the person, a person or an animal, or plants, or something like iron. That's your first level. Second level, mehen bruim shein mechuborim migelim v'tzura, aval einon mishtanin miguf leguf mitzura v'tzura. Kimei rishonim, el tzurasin kfuim la'elo migelomam, v'einon mishtanin kimeilu. The second level which Hashem created is something which, again, has a particular character, a tzura, and it has, it's enveloped, it's clothed in physical matter, but it's constant, doesn't change, never multiplies, never diminishes, never grows, never decays, never deteriorates. And what is that? That's what we find in the heavens. These are all the celestial systems. The sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. We once brought this before, we once spoke on this, that it was related to the last Mishnah in the first parak of Masecht Ovis, where the Maral speaks of this. Scientists for generations are telling us that the sun is going to burn out. Recently I read an article where they said that they cannot find any difference in the sun today than it was thousands of years ago. They can't understand, it's not burning out. The same planets that were there at creation are there today. Recently, they came across a theory, but they've been trying to find it for years, but there's no proof on it. See? The theory would be that in the celestial systems, incidentally, the celestial systems, the constellations of stars and so forth, I mean, these are worlds and worlds and worlds. And you're speaking there of such vast distances that they cannot even be measured. They're not measured like we measure. They're measured in light years. It would go into billions and billions and billions of... Recently, there's a theory that scientists feel that it should be similar to what's on the land. Whatever is on the land, it must either grow or die. We don't find anything that doesn't change. It's got to grow or it's got to die. It's almost nothing. It just defies time or defies wear and tear. And it's a theory, they think. See, they've been looking for new constellations, new stars, see, that recreated themselves, that reproduced themselves. Recently I read an article, they think they might have found some evidence, but there's no evidence yet found, and they've been looking for it for centuries and centuries. No evidence found. And they can't, it's a phenomena. So it is a phenomena, the Chazal tell us. It's not like this level of world. See. The second level which Hashem created was something with a tzura, a particular character, and it has a body, but there's no change that takes place to it. It moves, but it doesn't change. They don't become bigger, they do not become smaller. They do not multiply themselves. They do not die. This is what is known as the Olam Emtzoyim. Then there's a third level. The third level is Bruim Tzura B'lei Geilim. This is a character, some type of life or entity that has character, but has no body, no matter. Klal. Now what is that? Where do we find something that has a particular character, a particular personality, but no matter? Behema malochim. These are the angels. Shamalochim einam guf givir elatzures difradi zumezu. The angels, they're either called malochim achayes hakedush. In other words, the life which is higher than this world. Then it's not higher than this world. See, but it's life which is at a higher level. When we say higher level, it's not necessarily a greater level, but a higher level. And the tefillahs, the prayers, are full of them. Achayes hakedush. The Meshabchim, the Aimrim, they praise Hashem. We should be Mekadesh Hashem, Nakdishkok, we should be Nekadesh, just like the Chayesh Mekadesh. Now each one is different than the other one. Each one is given his own type of character, but no matter whatsoever. There is no physical matter, no physical body. These three levels are referred to, the sages refer to them as the Olam HaTachton. The Olam HaTachton is the physical world that we, of the earth that we walk on. The Olam HaEmtzoyim, the middle world, that's referred to as HaShamayim, the heavens. In there you have all of your celestial beings. There no change takes place. Fact is, they don't even deviate from the original path that they were made. That's once the Maral explains that where the Sholem is perfect. See. And then there's the Olam HaElyon in a higher world, which is spiritual. There's no physical matter there whatsoever. It's spiritual. Now many times we think that this is beyond the world. No, this is not beyond the world. This is part of our creation. See, it's all part of our creation. And this was created in Shemayim Oretz. This is included in Shemayim Oretz. And that's what Rashi brings, that Hashem said at the end of the first day, it states in the Torah, Vayera Vayvoku Yom Echod, it was day, evening and night, it was evening and day, one day, day one. So Rashi explains, Hashem was still alone at the higher level. And that's why it says day one and not Rishon, because because these malachim, these spiritual beings, were only created on the second day. So from here we learn that the levels, that there were three levels that were created at this time. There's a possibility that the creation even included more. But this will have to wait. Perhaps we'll speak about it in the next year, because it's relevant a little further. But there's a possibility from the Chazal seem to tell us that the creation included even more levels. At any rate, so now we'll ask a question. So therefore, what preceded the creation then? Nothing preceded the creation. We can't say there were angels here before. We can't say that there were solar systems here before. We cannot say there was outer space here before. Or there were planets here before. Or perhaps there were life on other planets. Because that's all part of this creation. And that was all included in the Bereshis Bara Elokim Es HaShamayim Ves HaOretz. That Hashem created the heavens and everything that had to do with the heavens, and the earth and everything that had to do with the earth. So from here, this we have to look at both aspects. That all of this was included in the creation. That's A. So that's all part of our creation. B, if all of this was included in the creation, this means that before the creation there was nothing. Nothing that had to do with any of this. There might have been something else. Nothing that had to do with any of this. There was no earth and there was no sea. There was no life. There was no celestial systems. No space. No outer space. Inner space or outer space. Inner atmosphere, outer atmosphere. And there were no angels. They were created together with the creation. So what was here? There was nothing except Hashem. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a concept which is a very important concept. From one aspect, we were told not to think about it too much. Okay? Because it's very difficult for us to try to think of what was here before we were here, before man was here, or before any life was here. Okay? But it's a very, very important concept. Because it tells us that nothing existed. Nothing existed. Not at the first or second or third levels. Except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He alone existed. He alone was the king and he alone existed. And this is what is meant by the word Echad. One. One means there was never a time when he shared his kingdom with anyone. He was one alone. Never shared his kingdom with anyone. That means he existed at a time when nothing else existed whatsoever. So therefore he was Echad. When he called the world into being, into order, so where did it come from? It came from him. So this tells us that he's the Echad. That he existed at a time when nothing else existed, therefore he was one alone. And that everything, therefore, must come from him. Because if he existed at a time when nothing else existed, and now something came into being, has to come from somewhere. We have a rule. This is a rule in physics. And it's a rule not only in physical physics, it's a rule in spiritual physics also. It's an unbreakable rule. Then for everything, there must be a cause. There can be nothing without a cause. Any happening, there was a force that brought it about. So if there's a world, or if there's matter, then it had to come from something. And if nothing existed except him, then it had to come from him. Can't come by itself. Has to come from something. Cause and effect. Cannot come from something else because nothing existed except he. So it has to come from him. This is what is referred to Hashem as Echad and Emes. Emes means something which is the real reality. Emes doesn't only mean truth. To exclude a lie. Emes means truth, to exclude fiction. Fiction is not true. You might not classify it as a lie because you're not necessarily trying to deceive someone. But still it's not true. It's not reality. And Hashem is referred to as Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He's the only Emes, the only real reality. Because everything else that came from him. So they are only fruits and offshoots of him. So the only real reality then is he. Because everything else is just reliant and dependent and leaning on him.
It's his forces that called it into order, and it's his forces that keep it here. So they are not realities on their own. It would be like a fruit that is taken from the tree. See? The fruit is not in a reality on its own. You take the fruit away from the tree and it dies. But the fruit is a fruit, a growing fruit, a living organism, because it's taken constantly from the tree. So the tree is its reality. So is it with the world, so is it with creation. And this is a enormous concept. We'll go one step further. Scientists are constantly trying to understand the origin of matter. And whatever they delve into, and they are searching for the force which creates A, and they find B, and now they search for the force which creates B, and they find C, and they're going further and further to find the ultimate source that created everything. They haven't been able to find it yet. They have not been able to find it yet. Wherever they find something, there's something else that caused it. And the answer is this, is because the Almighty is the one who called the world into order, and he caused the creation. And that's spiritual. We said no matter existed. No physical bodies existed. No physical forces existed. So the physical force which created the world, they'll never find, because it's not there. If they want to find what created the world and what keeps the world moving and in force, that's a spiritual source of Hashem, not the physical force. So if you're looking for the physical cause of A or of B or C, you won't find the ultimate physical force, because there'll be a time when it'll just stop, and then the spiritual force brought it into being. From here we see another very important point. We see a fusion. We see a combination of the spiritual and physical. You take physical matter, a table, you take the ständer, or you take a piece of paper. When we trace its origin, where did it come from? The paper came from a tree, and the tree came from a seed, from the roots, and the roots came from the seed, and the seed came from another tree. And when we keep tracing it, eventually it's going to have to come from Vayehi, when Hashem called it into order. So what is its source? A spiritual source. See, here we see a fusion of the spirit and the physical in every bit of matter in the world. People think that there's a spiritual force in the world, and then there are physical forces. It's not true. There are no independent physical forces, because all physical matter came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the spiritual force. So, which means that the source of all physical matter is spiritual. That means that everything that is in creation is a fusion, is a combination of the spiritual and the physical. This is something to think about. At any rate, this is what was before. Before was nothing except himself. This is what actually we sing this. This is in the tefillah, in the zemer, in the song of Adon Olam. This is that praise. Adon Olam Hashem Olach B'terem Kol Yitzin Imra. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the king. He reigned. B'terem Kol Yitzin Imra. Before anything was created. Incidentally, the tefillahs are written, the tefillahs and the songs that we have handed down. Now they're written with the greatest wisdom. See, they're not songs just to play with a guitar. They're written with the greatest secrets and the greatest wisdoms. Most of these tefillahs and zemirahs were written by great Kabbalim.
says V'hu Hayo. Now what is it telling us V'hu Hayo? It's telling us this concept.
V'hu Hayo means that to everything there was a he was the beginning of everything. But there was no beginning to him. That's what V'hu Hayo means. V'hu Hayo means he always existed. He was the beginning to everything. But there was no beginning to him. Because he always existed. He was the cause of everything, but there was no cause to him. This is a concept we cannot fathom,
because to us everything must have a start.
See, he was the beginning to everything. The world could not have existed for all of the time, because it had to come in order at one time. But for who Hayo, he always was. There was no beginning to him. Because who has Siba lakol, the ein echot siba lei. He's the cause of everything. There's nothing that's a cause of him. This is what it means. V'hu hayo, v'hu haver. And just like if there was no cause to him, and therefore he always existed, so then he always also exists. Also, there can be no end. V'hu haver. Therefore, he will be forever. V'hu echod. Now it tells us that's why he's echod. Because he exists at a time when no one else exists. He exists at a level where no one else exists. So he shares his existence with no one. He's partners with no one. No one can share his partnership. Bili reishis, without any beginning. Bili sachlis, and without any end. And that's why it says, V'achrek Adon Halam Hashem Allah B'terem Kol Yitzin Yivro. He was the king before anything existed. And the Achrei Kichlei Sakol, the Vada Yimleich Nora, and he will be the king after everything ceases to exist. After everything ceases to exist, he will be the king, because everything is an offshoot of him, while he's an offshoot of no one. This, what we're speaking about, this Yediyah, this is a mitzvah essay. This is a positive commandment to understand. The Rambam brings. In Perek Aleph of Sefer Mada, he says, Yesoda Yesodus. Not only this commandment, but he says, this is the principle of all principles. Yesod HaYesodus, the foundation of all foundations. The Amud HaChochmas, and the pillar of all wisdoms. Leida Shiyesho Motsu Edition. To know that there was an existence of a power here, before anything existed, before anything of the world existed. And this force is the one that brings all other forces into being. And everything that is found in the heavens and the earth, or what's between them, the heavens and earth, comes into being only because of his power, of his emes, his truth, his reality. If we could even contemplate that he won't be here, then everything else will vanish. Because he is the constant force of energy. See? Scientists are looking for the ultimate cause of energy. He is the ultimate cause of energy that keeps everything in being. If we could contemplate that he would not be here, then everything else would vanish. And if we could contemplate that the world would vanish and be returned to Teva Veil like it was at creation, then who the Vadu you might say? But he will be here. Because he is the energy and the force for the entire creation, and the creation is not the energy and force for him.
He will not become void if they are void. Because every bit of creation needs him. But he doesn't need them.
Therefore, his truth, his reality, cannot be compared to any other reality. No other reality can be compared to his reality. And therefore, the creation came from where? See, we are physical beings. We know something physical has to come from something else that's physical. Can't come from air, unless there's gases or something in the air. It can't come from nothingness. Right? No, the creation came from nothingness. This is what the Chazal referred to as Yesh Me'ayin. It was something from nothing. It was matter from nothing. Physical from spiritual. Husha Novi Omer Hashem Elokim Emes. This is what is referred to when we say Hashem is Emes. What do we mean Hashem is Emes? It doesn't only mean he doesn't tell lies. It means that no other truth is an equal truth to this truth. Because it's not a truth in its entirety. Because its life and its force is not its own, it comes from something else. And this is what the Torah says, Ein Eid Mulvadoi. He alone exists. What does it mean, Ein Old Mulvadoi? He alone exists. Because all of existence is merely an offshoot, is merely the fruits of him. So therefore, he is the only existence. This force, this is Hashem. And he is the one who keeps turning the world, see? Keeps turning the globe with a force and energy that has no end to it. With a force and energy that has no interruption. The world, the earth keeps turning. The orbits and the celestial systems. Space keeps turning. And it's impossible that anything should keep turning, should keep moving without a force moving it. This is the principle that there is no exception to, that of cause and effect. He is the one who keeps it moving, turns it without stop, without interruption. But not physically. Without a hand and without a body. Now, the idea is dover zeh, to understand this and to study this and to know this is a mitzvah saseh. This is a positive commandment. What commandment is it? The first commandment which was given on Har Sinai. Anechi Hashem Elokecho. That's that command. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anechi Hashem Elokecho. The command was, you must understand that I am Hashem Elokecho. This means that I am the force of all forces. I am the force of all forces, and I called all forces into being. And if a person doesn't know this, then he doesn't fulfill that commandment. If a person believes there are other forces together with Hashem, then he transgresses a negative commandment. If you think there are other forces which shares that level with Hashem, there are other forces that call the world into order together with Hashem, then you transgress a negative commandment. As it states, you shall not have other gods in my presence. And he denies the principle of all principles, the pillar of all wisdoms. Now we can get a deeper understanding, very deeper understanding, in a medrash that we mentioned before, and we've brought many times. The medrash Asis Rebbe Kiva says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, he looked for a letter to create it with. So the Tov came, and the Tov said, created with me. The Tov has a numerical value of 400. Every letter has a numerical value. He says, I have the largest numerical value, use me. And Hashem said a reason why I didn't want to use him. And the Sheen came. Kuf came. So forth. Every letter came, and Hashem rejected. When he got down to the base, so he asked the base, what? what is your argument that I should use you? He says, use me because I'm brocha. Beis begins brocha. So Hashem says, yes. The world needs a brocha, I'll use you. So Bereishis Bara Elokim, he created it with the beis, and this is very good, which we said a few minutes ago, that when he said Bereishis, he called the entire world into order. So it's with the beis. The Aleph never got his chance to speak. He saw the Aleph standing in the corner, and Hashem says, why you look so sad? He says, what can I say? Aleph is one. He says, I don't even have a numerical mispar value. I'm one. What chance do I have? So Hashem said, don't feel bad. Ato echod vani echod. I'm also one. You're one and I'm one. I'm saving you for something better. When I come to reveal myself on Har Sinai to Israel, to give them the Torah, I will reveal myself with you. And that's what states on Nechi Hashem Elokecha. I am the Lord your God, with the Aleph. Now, we can understand this very deeply with what we've learned this evening. The Maral explains. What was the world? They speak of the Great Bang, the Big Bang. What was the world? The world was an enormous, enormous bang. It was enormous growth out of nothing. When Hashem said, Bereishis, came everything. When he said the Beis, from nothing came everything. And this world is quite a world that we have. There's a Shomayim, there's a Horetz, there's a Yom, there's Kol Asher Bom. I mean, we can't count what's in this world. We've destroyed a good part of it. But still, even what's left, we can't count. All the fish and the animals, enormous forests and lakes and rivers and minerals and life and whatnot. When did it come? It took 6 days and Shabbos to put everything in order. But it came when he said, Bereishis Bara Elokim. The base, Esach Shemayim Esodus, the heavens and everything with it, and the earth and everything with it. And not only the earth, but the heavens with the celestial systems that are worlds and worlds and worlds. Billions and billions and billions of light miles, they say, light miles. And the higher worlds yet, the Malachim, the angels. Now, what is Brocha? Brocha is growth. When we say something should be Mevorech, we give someone a bracha, that means it should grow. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to make a world. It was the greatest manifestation of growth that the world ever experienced. That creation. So you needed bracha. And the Beis is just right for that. Not only because Beis is the letter what bracha starts with, but Beis is the first letter that has a taste for Saribui, a growth in numerical value, because the Aleph is one. So where do we see the first growth? The first growth is with Beis. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm coming and there's nothing here. Not that there's air. Air is something. Air is atmosphere. Air is full of chemicals and gases. There was nothing. Yesh me'ayin. And from nothing, I want to make something. And it was really something. It's a beautiful world. Vayar Hashem Kitov, Vayar Hashem Kitov, Vayar Hashem Kitov Me'od. That's all we see that Hashem writes. So I need a letter that has the power in it of Brocha. So therefore he used the base. This was the creation. For the giving of the Torah, though, what did he need for the giving of the Torah? Now we said that everything so far we mentioned was part of the creation. Nothing existed before except Hashem, not even angels, except Hashem. What about the Torah? When did the Torah, was the Torah part of the creation also? Or did it exist before? The Chazal tell us that the Torah was created Tov Tov Kuf Ein Dalet Deiris Kedem Abriya. The Torah Hashem made 974 generations. 974 generations before the creation. So the Torah was created before. So Torah comes from higher, higher worlds than all of these worlds we're speaking about. And actually it's part of Hashem. It states, Kuchibrihu v'yaraisa chatu. Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one, they're inseparable. It's part of Him. So Torah existed before. When He's coming to reveal Torah to Israel, He's not revealing to them the creation. The creation is much later. The creation was the manifestation of these powers. So what is he revealing? He's coming to reveal the source of the creation. Not the creation, but the source of the creation. When he came to reveal Torah, he came to reveal himself to Israel. And he said, Anochi, I am Hashem Elokecha. He came to reveal himself. When he reveals himself, that's not part of the 7 days of creation. That's the source of the 7 days of creation. That's an existence of force, of a force which existed before creation. Not only existed before creation, but which called creation into order. There, that's not base, that's not brocha. The brocha was the manifestation of it, but that's the source. The source is always one. The ultimate source is always one. And therefore he said, I'll use the aleph, because you're one and I'm one. It would be like if you look at a fruit of the tree, you're enjoying the fruit. The fruit of the tree is the blessing of the tree. That's the brocha of the tree. But now we want to find, where did the fruit come from? Couldn't it come from the branch? Because where did the branch come from? Couldn't it come from the trunk? Because where did the trunk come from? Couldn't it come from the roots? Because where did the roots come from? You'll have to search and search and search until you find the one source of it, the Echod. So therefore, when he came to Har Sinai, he said, Anechi, I am the Lord your God. And that's why the Rambam says, to understand that before creation, there was Hashem Levada, the only Hashem, and he was the king, and he called everything in order. That's a mitzvah's essay. What mitzvah is that? Anechi Hashem Elokecha. From here we learn that without Torah, you can understand from Bereshis onward, from creation and afterwards. And this is physical science. This is natural sciences. Without Torah, you can understand from the creation onward. But if you want to understand the forces that go beyond creation, that brought creation into being, that you'll have to come unto a wisdom that existed before that. That's the wisdom of Torah. That's the wisdom of Anecha Hashem Elokecha. That's why it states that when you see a person who's wise in the wisdoms of the world, you make a brocha. What's the brocha? As you say, blessed is Hashem, Asher Nosan Mechochmosa Lebosavadom, that he has given his wisdom to human flesh. When you see someone who's wise in Torah, then you say, blessed is Hashem Asher Cholak Mechochmosa, who has imparted, divided from himself his own wisdom, Lireov, to those who fear him. And this is what is meant. When we make a broch and we say, Asher brocha bona mikol amim v'nosan lonu es teirosa, that you chose us from all of the nations to give us the Torah, the wisdoms of the world, from Bereshis onward, that he gave everyone. But the wisdom, what called Bereshis into being, that he gave to Klal Yisrael. So this is a few thoughts in this posuk that Bereshis, incidentally, in the Sefer Torah, the first beis of the Bereshis is written as a large beis. Bereshis bara lekim, that in the beginning Hashem created es hashamayim ve es haaretz, the earth, the heavens and the earth, that he called the world into order. This gives us a foundation into the beginning of the creation. And in Yetz Hashem, we'll continue with this next week.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za, or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.